Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, May 30th, 2013. Well, area fringe festivals are fast becoming a proving ground for Christians who want to further the theater skills. Both In's Choice hit play Kim's Convenience and Diane Johnstone's Desperate Churchwives have been fringe hits in Toronto and Hamilton, respectively. This year, August Productions, headed by tonight's guest Susan Atchison, is taking A King's Heart, a look at the gifted musician, mighty warrior, man of deep faith and man of deep flaws that was King David, to the Toronto Fringe Festival. Susan's going to talk to us about A King's Heart in a few moments. But before we begin our conversation, let's take a listen to Smile of Life from the More Like Lightning CD by Hamilton musician Peter Tigklar.
Watching the river flow, down where the lilies grow, down where the lowly ones are lifted high. So strangely warm, you let the smile of life make you cry. I can't tell where the river will flow, but this at least I know, the joy bubbling out of the blue is fuel to fly. Oh no, I won't tell you more, I'll let you open your own. Your holy sound, smiling from the silence deep within. On the long way home, you've come to know that you are known, letting Lady Wisdom's ancient healing begin. Oh no, I won't tell you more, I'll let you open your own.
And now to our interview with Susan Atchison. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's been about a year since we talked last. So maybe let's give our listeners, because there may be some new people out there, a little bit of an introduction to you and how you got involved in theater and all of that. What led you to this whole aspect of theater, getting involved with the stage as a playwright, you know, producer, director, actor? How did all that come about?
Well, Robert, I've been doing theater since I was about 10. I did my first show, and I just fell in love with live performance. And so I kind of cut my teeth in community theater for a number of years. And then after doing a number of community shows, I decided to try my hand at writing, and wrote a show that was very successfully done in Hamilton at the Studio Theater in Hamilton Place. And from there, just really decided that I wanted to pursue the theater. And in the midst of that, became a Christian. And so, you know, my question to God at that point was, okay, you've given me all these, you know, skills and talents, and how can I use them to serve you in your kingdom? And so from there, he basically said, yeah, come play on my stage. And, you know, all the world's a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been quite an adventure.
Well, and I mean, you've done a lot of stuff. I mean, like you mentioned getting into writing. You've done acting. Right now, you're producing and directing. Which of those parts of the stage production process do you prefer?
Well, that's a tough question because I really do enjoy all aspects of the theater. You know, there's obviously a part of me that loves being on stage and, you know, the thrill of being in a live performance, you know, performing for a different audience each night is really, it's exhilarating. You know, writing is a very personal thing. And so, you know, it's a whole skill set, so to speak. And, you know, directing and producing, I mean, being able to shape a production and see it come to fruition is really gratifying. And so, and producing, I mean, it's really administrative in a lot of ways. And so, you know, there's a lot of attention to detail and planning and pre-planning and so it's again it engages a whole different set of skills altogether. I would say that I love directing. I love to be able to work with the actors and like I said, to shape a production and see it kind of from beginning to end.
Well, looking at that whole aspect of producer director component, how do you sort of balance the roles between, you know, as a producer, you know, you say there's the administrative part, there's, you know, watching the dollars to make sure you're keeping on budget, but yet as a director, you're trying to shape the play into something that you want. How do you balance between those conflicting priorities between the producer's part and the director's part?
Well, I think it is sometimes a balancing act, and really, I'm fortunate in the sense that because I am producing and directing my own productions, it is an easier thing to balance as opposed to, you know, maybe being a director in a theater company where you've got, you know, a producer, board of directors that are kind of dictating to you what the budget is and what your constraints are. Whereas, you know, I'm very conscientious of the budget because, you know, I've designed the budget with my business partner, and we really keep a very close watch. And, you know, we really, even prior to beginning production, we really look at, okay, what does the production require, and you know, what dollar amount do we have to kind of invest into the production. So we balance it out prior to, you know, going into production, and that really is helpful.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, you mentioned your business partner, and this is all part of August Productions. Tell us a little bit about August Productions and, you know, how long it's been around, what it does, and who's involved.
Yes, August Productions is the vision that God gave my business partner, Michelle Elliott, and I back in 2008. We were you know, faithfully serving God. We had completed Bible school, and we were really just seeking God for the next step for our lives. And he gave us August Productions. I have, of course, a theater background, and Michelle has a very strong business background. And so we just kind of came together and talked about, you know, what we wanted to do with the company. And God really gave us a unique vision, you know, because the company is kind of split into two areas. They are both within the realm of theater, but, of course, the primary area is the theater production. And then we have a secondary area of the company that is for, excuse me, for curriculum design. And so we've had an opportunity to work with some humanitarian organizations with their curriculum. And what we endeavor to do on that side of things, and this is what Michelle is in charge of, is designing interactive theatrical modules that will be placed into the curriculum where it fits. Excuse me.
So it'd be things like, you know, role-playing or, you know, little sketches that would help emphasize the point that you're trying to get across in the curriculum.
That's correct, yes. So, you know, we had a great opportunity to work, like I said, with a humanitarian organization who, you know, does work in Cambodia and Bolivia and a number of third world countries where they are using our curriculum modules, our theatrical modules, within their curriculum to train up the local, you know, authorities. And it's a, that's a really, you know, we never really expected that's what God would do on that side of the business. So it's a really exciting kind of adventure on its own, beyond the actual theater productions that we're...
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, what we need to do now is take a quick break, and when we come back with her, we'll be talking to Susan Atchison about this summer's Toronto Fringe Festival production of A King's Heart. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
I got a feeling, I got a pretty good hunch. From the floor to the ceiling, we're coming down to the crunch. Looks like we're dealing with another big bang drawing near. Well, this could be a complete disaster, or a perfect flood, drowning all of your fear. I'm keeping it simple. I'm trying to keep it clean. These bodies are temples. Star can be seen. So don't want no muddy water or unnecessary dirt getting in between. Here's a little secret. If you're looking for a tip, you don't need a ticket. The sinking ship. Just need to let go now of the illusion it won't sink. Stop listening to those voices that keep on telling you you need another drink. When what you need is living water. Set you free from fear. So you can see the rising day star in your own heart appear.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Daystar Temples from the More Like Lightning CD by Peter Tichlar. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Susan Atchison. excuse me. What led to you deciding to put a production into this year's Toronto Fringe Festival?
Well, Robert, the last... And I've been living in Toronto for a number of years and you know, well aware of the theater scene in Toronto. And of course, the Fringe Festival is one of the primary festivals for theater in Ontario. And so every year I would, you know, I would see, oh, it's Fringe Festival time. And every year I would think, oh, I would have loved to have been a part of that. And this year, you know, I just was able to kind of take that opportunity. The Fringe Festival, it's in its 25th year, so this is the 25th anniversary, so it's a very special Fringe Festival this year. You know, it's a lottery process. So you submit your name and your application, and it is an unjuried process. So basically anyone can enter and potentially win a spot.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to enter, and there are 142 shows that are going to be happening over the almost 2 weeks of the festival, and there were close to 700 applications. So we just believe that, you know, we had the favor of the Lord, and you know, that we were able to win a spot in this great festival.
Well, what went through your mind when you finally got that letter that said a king's heart is accepted? You know, you won the lottery type of thing.
Well, it was online. I was on my smartphone. And I was following the Twitter feed because they were posting all of the, you know, company names on the Twitter feed. I was just, I mean, it was really thrilling. And again, you know, I mean, out of 700 applications to be, you know, chosen was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really a really great feeling.
So what's a King's Heart all about?
So the production of King's Heart is a multimedia production based on the life of King David. It is an original musical, and I wrote the book and the lyrics and the music, and I'm also collaborating with my musical director, who has done all the arrangements on the music, and we are so excited. The music is fantastic, and it's a great story. It's the story of King David, and I mean, you know, we all grow up, we go to Sunday school, and we learn about King David and him battling Goliath, and of course, you know, David and Bathsheba. There's these, you know, stories, and we have this picture of David. And what I really wanted to do with this production was to really have the audience connect with his character and who he is, the fact that he is a man after God's own heart. I think because of the difficulties that David had in his life, you know, it does beg the question, well, how is it that he can, you know, make all these mistakes and yet God still calls him a man after God's own heart? And so we wanted to really just show his heart. And so that is, you know, hence the title, A King's Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that is the heart of the story, is the heart.
Looking at that, how long did it take you to actually put the play together, like from the first time you had an idea of doing a play about King David to getting it to the point where it was ready for the Fringe?
Well, I've been, you know, I've had a desire to write King David's story for a number of years, and this was just the perfect opportunity to see that come to fruition. So I started writing probably back in October, November, and I'm still writing because it's a Fringe Festival show. The main bulk of the script and all of the music is completed. And of course, now as we're going forward, because it's an original production, you know, we will be tweaking it. We're going to be seeing what works, what doesn't. And it is an experimental piece. The idea, of course, is to use this platform to flesh it out after the fact, to create this is the skeleton to create a bigger and more expanded,
mm-hmm.
production in the future.
Right. Well, what stage of the production are you in right now?
We are in rehearsals. And so, like I said, all of the music is done. So, you know, our singers are going to be working with our musical director. I'm doing, you know, the blocking of the production and getting, you know, all of the multimedia. We do have the production incorporates some dance as well as multimedia. So I'm working on the technical side of things at this point, you know, getting all of the videos and multimedia projections worked out. So, you know, we're really busy right now.
Now, looking at all of that and all the things that you've got doing that, in the back of your mind is sort of, you know, the type of audience you want coming, the people you are hoping that will come and see it. You know, what are you hoping to accomplish with the production in terms of the message you want to get out, the takeaway for the audience?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question. You know, the mandate of August Productions, our vision is bringing the kingdom of God to the world through drama. And, you know, we have such a great opportunity as Christians to have a voice in a secular festival. And I think, you know, the audience is the world. You know, bringing an Old Testament story, it really does kind of span all cultures. And I think that people will really be able to connect with the character of David and who he is and really understand the struggles that he went through and see his humanity. And I think what we want people to go away thinking is, you know, it's God still loves me even when I make mistakes and you know, the character that David had was one of, you know, when he knew when he made a mistake, he knew where to turn to. He knew when he was all alone in the wilderness who to turn to. And I think that's what I want the audience to really take away from this is, you know, when you're struggling, when you've made mistakes, when, you know, and of course, when things are going well, too, I mean, you can always, you know, turn to God, and God is always there, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. What we need to do is take one final break, and when we come back, we'll finish up our conversation with Susan Atchison. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
From the sacred harps among the exiles come sounds of a rising hope. Where once they were feeling so all alone on the dark side of the road. From east to west the thunder is drumming, a voice rolling on and on. And the dreams that come are more like lightning than a slow unfolding.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to More Like Lightning, the title track from Peter Tichlaer's More Like Lightning CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Susan Atchison We've been sort of talking about the Toronto Fringe Festival and all of that. When does that take place? And when and where can people see King's Heart?
The Toronto Fringe Festival, it runs this year from July 3rd through July 14th. And the nature of the Fringe Festival is that your production plays on different days and at different times. And so we have seven performances over the course of almost 2 weeks, and they are all at different times. Some are evening productions, some are afternoon productions. You can always visit our website. That gives all the details of the show days and times. That's www.augustproductions.org.
Mm-hmm.
As well, tickets go on sale, advance tickets, on June 15th, and tickets can be purchased through the fringetoronto.com website. And you can also buy tickets at the door. The maximum ticket price is $11.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is, it's a really reasonable cost. And, you know, we would love to have you come out and see what we're doing and enjoy, you know, a number of the shows that are going on at the Fringe Festival. There are packages that you can buy, you know, so you can purchase, you know, 5 or 10 shows, or there's group rates. So there's a lot of ways to get down and see the production.
And what's the seating at the venue you've got?
We are at the Factory Theater main space, which is a great, intimate little theater. And that theater seats 200. And so it's a great space, and we're very excited about that.
Great. Well, Susan, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Right. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Today, thank you to my guest, Susan Atchison. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at our faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.